The Diary of Juliet Thompson, July 23rd. I went up early to his house, but oh, too late! On the street I met Mrs. Hutchinson. "The master has gone," she said, her eyes full of tears, her lips quivering. "When?" 20 minutes ago. I will go to the station." I jumped on a subway train and reached the station in a few minutes. But nowhere did I see the master and the Persians. I stopped a porter. "Did a party of foreigners pass through here just now?" "Egyptians?" "Yes." There wasn't a minute to explain. "Yes, go to track 19. But track 19 was deserted except for the gateman. "Has a party of foreigners passed this way?" I asked him. "Turks?" "Yes, they are on the train." I supposed I couldn't go through. "Yes, go through, but come right back." Smiling my thanks, I dashed down the platform. At one of the windows in the train, I saw a white turban. "Could I get on the car?" I asked the conductor. "Yes, get on. It's all right." "Ah, Juliet. Goodbye, my lord. Goodbye." He drew me down beside him. "You should not have troubled to come here," he said. "My heart wouldn't let me do otherwise. I will see you in a month. Give my greetings to your mother, to all the friends, to Mrs. Krug, Miss Boylan." Closely, closely, he pressed my hand, pouring the attar of rose of his love upon me. Then once more he said goodbye, and I left. It had been too bold, yet even against the rules, every door had opened to me.